Hello, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is April 13th, 2020. It's a Monday. I hope everybody had a good weekend. It was sunny outside, if nothing else. I know we're all probably getting bored and tired of staying in. But anyway, I just wanted to share something of Tibet's Buddha culture. And it's called The Three Main Commitments. And it was written by the International Campaign for Tibet. And I thought you guys might like this. One, to promote human values such as compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, contentment, and self-discipline. Two, to promote religious harmony and understanding among the world's major religious traditions. Three, to work to preserve Tibet's Buddhist culture, a culture of peace and nonviolence. Now, granted, if you're like me, you are probably not that religious. You probably don't practice going anywhere. Well, right now you can't anyway. But I don't go to a church, even though I'm Catholic. But I do practice values every day. I practice being kind to people every day. I practice being kind to animals. Believe it or not, I practice being kind to bugs. I do not like when people crush a bug in front of me. I think it's wrong. I think that, you know, I wouldn't want a giant crushing me, so why are we doing it to them? That's my philosophy. And I'm going to tell you a quick story about that. Many, many moons ago, when I had money to travel, I was on a cruise. And anyway, there was this ginormous, I can't even tell you what it was. It looked like a bee, but when I tell you it was like 3-4 times bigger than a bee, it was. And this thing would not leave me alone. And it was in my room because I left the balcony door open. Okay, whatever, right? So I actually was walking out of my room and I saw a man who worked on the boat. And I asked him nicely, I said, could you please just try to get this bug out of my room? Now, I thought he was going to kill him. You know what he did? He grabbed him by the wings. And I was like, why did you do that? And he was like, because he deserves to have his life as well as we do. And it got me to thinking. Now, back then, I was a little bit more spoiled, closed-minded. And even though I thought I was very open-minded, that definitely opened my mind. And after that, I never killed another bug. In fact, even to this day, it could be as cold or nasty outside. If I see a spider or an ant, I will pick it up. And I know that they're scared because, you know, probably thinking, why is this big, ginormous thing coming towards me? And, you know, I'll have like a paper towel or a plate or whatever. Because you don't want to really use a cup because that'll really give them a heart attack. But anyway, and then I just take them outside. I really don't like when bugs are killed. I don't like when anything's killed. But anyway, going back to that value. A lot of times we think we're being nice to people. And we're not. And sometimes I know that people follow the theory, silence means a lot, which it does. But giving somebody the silent treatment all the time isn't really a nice thing. Just tell that person what bothers you. Because sometimes people don't know if they're doing something wrong. And having said that, again, going back to being kind. There are times I'm a teacher, I'm a preschool teacher, my patients are challenged a lot, but I try my very hardest to be kind. Even if it's a stressful situation, I try very hard. So I have to take a step back, and these are practices that I have to do myself. Like there are times like I just want to go, you know what I mean? Really loudly, or cry. Because you cannot stop the frustration that happens. But anyway, It's the same thing in your family life too, right? I mean, if you're married, you have a husband, you might have children, you definitely have jobs. And it's hard to make time just to say, hey, I love you. Thank you for being there for me. When you really want to put your hands around that throat and say, are you kidding me right now? You know, like one of those things. I make it a point, and my boyfriend makes it a point, to always say, I love you. We may want to kill each other on the other end, but we always make it a point to say that. And I think that's why we lasted as long as we did. But, you know, we all have to make that effort. You know, not everybody's always, you know, on key. You know, maybe one day you're on key, they're not on key. Maybe one day they're on key, you're not on key. It's the same thing with kids. Always tell them you love them. Right? Because we do. We love our children. They're awesome. And, again, going back to being nice. If you're walking down the street, especially now, right? Everybody's just walking around because most people are not in a job right now, right? If you're walking down the street, you see somebody, you may not know them, but hey, how you doing today? Doesn't hurt, right? Did it hurt you to say that? I don't think so. I'm going to tell you a story about that, too. I do say hi to everybody. A lot of times people just look the other way, but that's okay. I'm used to it, right? But this one really got me. Again, going back many years ago, I used to work for a bank. And, you know, I always said hi to people. I didn't even know their names, to be honest with you. But you pass these same people all the time. Every day you're in work, you're like, hey, you know, how you doing? You know, whatever. And some people look the other way, and some people say, hi, how you doing today? You know, it's just nice. It makes you feel better, right? All right, let me tell you this story. It's interesting. So this one day, I was walking, and we work double shifts sometimes, especially if there's a storm, because a plane's out in another state getting delayed. We have to wait for that plane to come in. And, you know, we can't do our work until then. So it's frustrating, because you could be in work from anywhere from 9 to 15, 16 hours. And that is a fact. And I did that many, 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 many days. But anyway, so getting back to walking down the hall, and I said hi to this lady. And I knew who she was, but I mean, like, whatever, right? And her response to me was to look the other way. She was, like, the assistant manager to a CEO. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I was friendly with the CEO. And so anyway, one day, I'm walking and I was getting off the elevator and he, the CEO, was getting on the elevator and she happened to be there. It's like, hey, how you doing? He's going, hey, Cheryl, you know, whatever, right? And this lady's just looking like, oh my God, he just said hi to her. She never looked the other way again when I said hi. And I'm telling you this because, again, getting back to common courtesy, it does not hurt to say hello to anybody. It doesn't hurt to make somebody think that they're special that day. Like, hey, you know what? I don't know this person, but they even said hi to me. Right? Anyway, I know I'm just going on and on, but I just want to, like, let you people know. Your good deeds does many other good deeds, and it carries. Again, I hope you have an amazing day. Have a blessed day. Have fun. Don't get caught in that rainstorm, because I heard it's going to be a doozy. This is Cheryl Lee Nocera signing off. Have a great day. Bye.